You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back. Wrapping it up here. The first round in the books, rounds 2 and 3 tonight for the Browns. They hold picks 43 and 77 right now. What will they do? We'll see tonight. Again, Matt and I were pretty clear. We want these two picks to come from playmaker, edge rusher.
Sacks, receiving touchdowns.
I feel the exact same way. Consensus on what they did in the first round, very positive.
Yes.
Nationally, locally, people who have not said anything positive about the Browns in quite some time even said some as well. My man Greg DiPerna, I love this one. Greg DiPerna Jr., GTDJR29 on Twitter, who always checks in with the show, says, Dorrell Green Beckham at 43, hashtag, get you some. I love it. I'd have a Kentucky Bourbon Barrel Ale for that. Maybe I'll bring
it to
the show.
You know what I got, again, off the field stuff aside, and I know it's very easy to say that, you know, when you're making an investment in a guy in a second round pick, is the margin for error when throwing to a guy that good reduces for a quarterback. With our questions surrounding
the
quarterback,
he's not open.
That's what I mean. You've got McCown, you know, who's got experience, but not the strongest arm.
But who's had great success with big receivers.
Yes, and then you've got Johnny. Wouldn't you love to have Johnny throw into a big target?
You think Johnny misses Mike Evans?
Right. So that's my point, and where a guy like Jalen Strong, Dorrell Green Beckham make a lot of sense. Your margin for error, you know, goes down when you have a big target with a big catch radius or a guy that can get behind the defense and throw the ball as far as you can.
Yeah, and if you get him deep one-on-one, you can throw it if he's got him beat. If he doesn't have him beat, you just throw it back shoulder and let him jump up and get it.
And even more so, what it does, it plays into the strength of playing against the rules themselves. You've got a big physical receiver. That's why Dez Bryant gets a lot of calls. You know, Charles Johnson, Megatron gets a lot of calls. Larry Fitzgerald has always gotten calls. They're big physical receivers who go up and get the ball. And when a cornerback tries to get physical with them, a yellow flag comes out. So it works two ways in the favor of the offensive side of the ball.
Yes, and of course, it's good for the quarterbacks. They will be able to not be as accurate or whatever. When you have a guy like that, as you said, the margin of error increase it. They have a bigger margin of error for their throws, and it makes it easier for the defense. They're not going to be able to defend. A smaller room for them to make a play.
Correct.
On the football. Let's go now to Larry in Elyria. Larry, welcome.
Hey, Nathan. Hey, what's up, you guys? I tell you what, seeing you off the air, you got some pull there in your Browns organization. Talk to Ray Farmer, Coach Pett, and Mr. Hazard about maybe babysitting Beckham there. You know what I mean?
I offered my services, and I've offered the services of the kid.
I've got a solid record as well. If I need to watch him on weekends or anything.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, you guys, if they can't get Max Williams, if they got Dorian Green Beckham in later rounds, they get the Herman from Ohio State for a tight end, I tell you what, the Browns, the offense unit would be pretty tough, and it really would. And a couple edge rushers, you guys, I think they get a Mario Edwards Jr. or a Preston Smith.
Yes, Preston Smith out of Mississippi State is a guy who certainly has the look. More of a defensive end than an edge rusher. But, yes, he's somebody that is getting a lot of attention. Good physical skills, could be that edge rusher for the Browns as well.
Yeah, Jeff Heuermann, not simply because he's a Buckeye also, too. I think he's I was the fourth graded tight end on Mike Mayock's board. Talked about, you know, sneaky speed, good in line. You know, he's got a little nastiness in him, too, playing in the Big Ten. Able to block when asked to do so.
You're absolutely right, man. I think you remember Ohio State didn't really work around him, but he can catch the ball. And you mentioned
he definitely can.
Too.
He catches it in space,
yep.
And in a crowd.
All right, have a good one, you guys.
All right, you too. Thank you very much for the call and final call for today, Trevor in Canton. Trevor, welcome.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, man.
Good.
Good. Hey, the last caller actually kind of hit on what I was going to ask you guys, but you know, like for the 43. If some, you know, somehow Strong and Green Beckham are gone, do you take Devin Smith? And then at 77, if, you know, Max Williams is gone, I know there's that guy from Miami.
Walford.
But do you take Jeff Heuermann, you know, as the tight end Yeah, I know they're both from Ohio State, and, you know, everybody would kind of look at it as kind of funny that Cleveland is drafting two Ohio State guys, but from where they went to college aside, they're two really good players.
They are.
I just kind of wanted to get your guys' thoughts about it.
Yeah, I agree with you. If those are the guys that are in the right spot on the board for the way Ray Farmer and his scouts have constructed, then, yeah. I don't think it matters that they both went to Ohio State. I would like to see the Browns get 2 second-round picks today. I think they can get that edge rusher and the receiver. I'm just going to tell you, I don't think it's going to happen.
I don't either. Have it, cake and eat it too, guy.
Yeah, let's go. I want it all. I want it all. Let's go. Green Beckham or Jalen Strong at 43 for me. We'll see if it happens here tonight. 7 o'clock on the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network. Matt, myself, and Ken Carman,
Dustin
along with
Fox.
Dustin Fox, will be bringing you that going forward. Stay tuned for the Golden Boys. Glad you all enjoyed with the Browns in the first round. They still have eight more picks in
Thanks
this round.
Thanks to Matt Miller.
That's right. Yeah, thank you.
We're driven by Liberty Ford.
Cleveland Browns Daily. Golden Boys next.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.